Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, November 20, 2024. We'll have news, sports, music, specifically music by Leon Gieco, an important singer-songwriter who's celebrating his birthday today. He's turning 73 today. We'll also be sharing a feature on the Iberá wetlands, Los Esteros del Iberá, in Corrientes province, one of the most important freshwater reserves in the world and a very important ecosystem and also a major tourist attraction of this country. We'll be also remembering the Vuelta de Obligado battle in 1845 when Argentine forces attempted to repel combined French Anglo-French armada that was sailing up the river Paraná, and this became a landmark in the defense of sovereignty, and that's why November 20 is Sovereignty Day in Argentina. But we'll get back to that in just a few minutes. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are the EXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar and also via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. And it's available for both Apple and Android cell phones. Okay, let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei met with his peers from China and Italy. US government recognizes opposition leader González Urrutia as president-elect of Venezuela. Brazil, four military officers guarding G20 summit were arrested for alleged plot to assassinate President Lula. Argentina withdraws from the UN peacekeeping force in the Lebanon. Milei's government starts the process to privatize navigation in the Paraná River. Sports. Argentina beat Peru 1-0 and consolidated its leadership in the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. And these are the news. Argentine President Javier Milei held talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. According to official sources, both leaders extended formal invitations to visit their respective countries in the future. A statement from Argentina's foreign ministry said Beijing expressed interest in boosting bilateral trade, while Buenos Aires said it wants to diversify its exports to China. A photo of the president reflects a thaw in relations after Milei's campaign rhetoric against communists in 2023. After returning to Buenos Aires, Mr. Milei met Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who flew to Argentina after also attending the G20 in Brazil. The two leaders dined last night at the presidential residence of Olivos and are holding a bilateral meeting today at the Casa Rosada in BA. The US government has recognized opposition leader Edmundo González Urrutia as Venezuela's president-elect. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced the decision on social media, citing the July 28 elections. The Venezuelan government, in turn, dismissed Blinken's declaration as ridiculous. Meanwhile, González Urrutia, who's exiled in Spain, thanked Washington for its support. The situation echoes that of Juan Guaidó, who proclaimed himself Venezuela's interim president back in 2019 and was acknowledged by Washington, but Guaidó failed to take power in Venezuela. Four soldiers have been detained in Brazil for allegedly plotting to assassinate President Lula da Silva. The suspects were part of the security operation for the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. Reports claim the plot involved poisoning Lula, Vice President Geraldo Alckmin, and a Supreme Court justice. Brazilian media suggests the group aimed to stage a coup following Lula's 2022 election victory. The Milei administration has withdrawn Argentina from the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, known as UNIFIL. That body's operations chief, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, confirmed Buenos Aires' move, but said no reasons were provided. Four Argentine military officers were part of UNIFIL. This comes amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. President Milei, let's recall, has repeatedly emphasized Argentina's main allies are Israel and the US. The Argentine government has initiated the privatization of the Paraná and Uruguay River navigation system known as the Hidrovía Waterways. Cabinet Chief Guillermo Francos announced a 30-year contract following meetings with potential investors. The Hidrovía handles 80% of Argentina's international trade along a 3,000-plus kilometer stretch. Currently managed by the state, the waterways operations will be handed over to the private sector, according to the Milei administration. And now, sports. Argentina's national football team defeated Peru 1-0 in a World Cup 2026 qualifier. Inter Milan striker Lautaro Martinez scored the game's only goal, assisted by captain Lionel Messi. The victory at Boca Juniors Stadium in Buenos Aires offsets recent losses to Paraguay and Venezuela. Argentina thus tops the standings with 25 points, 5 ahead of followers Uruguay, whom they'll face next March in Montevideo. The reigning world and continental champions will then host Brazil in the following round. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, Mien Xiang Shi Jie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mukete, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE.
Coming up, a piece on a very important historic event that we are commemorating today, the Battle of the Vuelta de Obligado, which is remembered as Sovereignty Day here in Argentina. But that will be after some music. And today we are celebrating the birthday of a very important Argentine musician, León Gieco. He's turning 73 today. Singer-songwriter known for blending folk and rock music with lyrics conveying very powerful social messages. He was born in Santa Fe 73 years ago, exactly today, and his music, his songs, have resonated across generations, always advocating for justice, peace, and human rights. We're going to play music by him and him alone on today's program. To start with, we've got a song that makes reference to the 2001 riots here in Argentina after the collapse of the one-to-one pegging system in Argentina in December 2001. Argentina entered into a deep crisis. Social, economic, political, with rising levels of poverty. There were all kinds of riots. There was looting of supermarkets in between December 2001 and the first months of 2002, and security forces, in an attempt to restore order, they repressed violently lootings and protests as well. Certainly here in Buenos Aires, where over 30 people were killed by the police, people that were demonstrating against the government of then President Fernando de la Rúa, who had declared a state of siege, had implemented a curfew, and this outraged people even further. It's in this context that police comes to a neighborhood in Rosario, not in Buenos Aires, Rosario, in the province of Santa Fe, as part of this operation to restore order amid the chaos and the revolts and the uprisings. And in the very poor neighborhood of Rosario, the police killed a social activist, Claudio Pocho Leprati, who was working in a soup kitchen with children, poor children in a neighborhood, in a low-income neighborhood of Rosario. When the police started shooting all around, he climbed to the top of the soup kitchen he was working in and started shouting at the police, "Stop the shooting, there are only children eating here." But he got shot in the neck and was killed in the chaos by the police. This man, this activist, Leprati, was known for moving around the neighborhood in a bicycle and was later immortalized by the people who knew him and eventually across the country as the angel of the bicycle. And his story inspired this song by Leon Gieco, who's turning 73 today, "The Angel of the Bicycle."
Por truenos
Okay, we're going to talk now about the batalla de la Vuelta de Obligado, the Vuelta de Obligado battle. That will be the Obligado turn, no? It's a turn on the Rio Paraná. We take you back to November 20, 1845, to one of the defining moments in Argentine history, the Battle of the Vuelta de Obligado. This confrontation fought along the Paraná River was not just a military clash. It was a symbol of resistance, sovereignty, and the fight against foreign intervention. Argentina was then a confederation informally led by Buenos Aires province's governor Juan Manuel de Rosas. Britain and France were seeking control of the Paraná River because they wanted to access the ports of the inner land in order to trade freely with those cities along the Paraná River, bypassing the Buenos Aires customs city run by Rosas and particularly ignoring his authority. On November 20, this combined fleet, French and British, arrived at a bend in the Paraná River known as the Vuelta de Obligado. This location near present-day San Pedro in the province of Buenos Aires was chosen by the authorities of the Confederation to make a stand and attempt to block the advance of the fleet. The river narrowed and thus it was easier to block the passage of enemy ships. Under the command of General Lucio Norberto Mansilla, the Argentine forces erected a formidable defense. They stretched heavy chains across the river, supported by anchored boats, to physically obstruct the passage. On the banks, they positioned 30 cannons, manned by a combination of professional soldiers, gauchos, and indigenous allies. Even though they were outnumbered and outgunned, the determination to defend their homeland was unshakable. The battle began at dawn as the foreign fleet approached. British and French ships unleashed a relentless barrage of cannon fire targeting the Argentine positions. Despite the overwhelming firepower, Mansilla and his men fought valiantly, returning fire from the precarious positions. The fighting raged for hours. Smoke filled the air, and the thunder of cannons echoed along the riverbanks. Argentine soldiers suffered heavy casualties, but they stood their ground, embodying a fierce spirit of defiance. Among the fallen were civilians who had joined the struggle, turning the battle into a collective act of resistance. Eventually, the superior technology and firepower of the European fleet prevailed. They broke through the chains and continued their journey up the river. Yet, despite their tactical victory, the invaders faced a harsh reality. Their trade expedition was not as successful as they expected, and eventually they turned back and left these lands. The resistance at Vuelta de Obligado had demonstrated, especially Argentines, that they would not surrender their sovereignty without a fight. Because of this battle, November 20th is marked in Argentina as the Day of Sovereignty.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentine.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
More music by Leon Gieco. on his 73rd birthday, that is today. Happy birthday, Leon. A very popular, very charismatic figure in Argentine music that is admired and loved by everyone, and invited to join all kinds of initiatives, songs, and he's always being featured on somebody else's song. He's very open to any kind of invitation, even those that go beyond the realm of rock and folk music, which is the two arenas in which he originally moved. Actually, as I mentioned before, he's acknowledged as the person that brought these two genres together back in the 1980s, early 1980s. Leon became a global celebrity with one particular song that you may be familiar with, I Only Ask God to Stop the War, a song that became a symbol of the fight for peace, the struggle for peace, and came very timely in Argentina in the aftermath of the Malvinas War of 1982. The song has been translated to numerous languages, but this is the original song that Leon wrote and became a global anthem, a pacifist global anthem. Solo le pido a Dios.
Monstruo grande y pisa fuerte toda la pobre inocencia de la gente.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents. The Iberá Wetlands in the province of Corrientes. In the heart of the province of Corrientes in northeastern Argentina, in the borderline with Brazil, we find the Iberá Wetlands or marshes, or the Shining Water, in Guarani, the native language of the region. The wetlands or marshes mark the entrance door to one of the largest natural reserves of fresh water in the world, the so-called Guarani Aquifer System. Located about 800 kilometers from the city of Buenos Aires, they can be reached by plane in only 2 hours, by car or bus in about 11 hours. From the city of Mercedes, where the bus station is, there are still 115 kilometers along a rubble road till the locality of Carlos Pellegrini in the southern margin of the aquifer. Further on, there are other villages in the northern part of the reservoir, such as Concepcion, 150 kilometers, San Miguel, 170, and Loreto and Ituzaingó, both close to Posadas, which are some of the other shoreline places along the Iberá marshes where visitors can enjoy a unique experience surrounded by the most awesome natural views. The natural paradise hosts the characteristic reptile of the area, the alligator, a reptile of the family of the crocodile, the deer of the swamps, the river wolf, a member of the otter family, and the so-called aguaraguazú, the long-legged fox of black snout. All of them, species distinguished as natural monuments of the province of Corrientes.
Pero vuelve, no. Ya no relincha de gozo y triste, muy triste me encuentro yo. Y fue en ese mismo tiempo, hace 2 años, que se marchó. Pobre mi caballo va como lloraba cuando él murió. Era una peste fiera que de repente se lo llevó. Se revolcaba en el campo y como flecha me le pilló. Y me clavó sus ojazos como diciendo, curame vos. Pobre mi caballo va como llorando cuando él murió. Piedra se endureció, lo enterra en un pozo hondo en el potrero donde nació. Maldigo la suerte perra que un día se lo llevó.
Último llanto.
Yeah, 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 yeah. caballo baño como lloraba cuando él murió.
Tourists can choose between lodging at any of the localities around the Ibora lagoons and start the day by watching the thick vegetation and the animals of the place. Go on photographic safaris, horse riding, canoe rides, or trekking. The species of water plants characteristic of the Ibora wetlands are the pond or water lily, the aguapé, the water sequins, and the poppies. All of them playing an important role within the ecosystem. 350 bird species flock the skies, long and wide, the Ibora wetlands. Among them, the grey heron, the toucan, the stork, and the bigua. Fishing lovers reach the Ibora waters to take part of the tournaments and parties that pay homage to this precious and abundant natural resource. A large part of the gastronomy is based on the dorado, the golden fish, spotted surubin, the surubi, tush, boga, and baku, that can be seen in more than 60 lagoons within the Ibora wetlands. They can be grilled or cooked in elaborated dishes, cold or hot, for the tourists to choose and enjoy the different regional tastes. To these typical dishes, we must add the yuca, a sort of potato, a minor hunting pieces. Everything within a context that surrounds the natural reserve, turning the place into a magic place in order to discover tastes, aromas, and textures, and unique species in a majestic rainbow of natural, infinite colors. Laborious hands are set to work many months in advance, sewing the costumes the street musicians and dancers will wear during the provincial carnival festivities, the most important of Argentina. It is a respected tradition during these festivities the possibility of getting to know the different costumes of the several localities in the province and the country through a true artistic performance in costumes and floats. In the city of Mercedes, the most awesome carnival festivity is carried out. Other localities follow, such as Goya, Paso de los Libres, Monte Caseros, Curuzú-Cuatiá, Santo Tomé, Alvear, Bella Vista, and Corrientes Capital City, among others. Catchy rhythms, traditions, and colors go around the province, leaving behind splendorous nights for the visitors who arrived in January and February.
Tengo mi rancho lindo en el medio del estero, donde cantan las calandrias y te despiertan los teros. Mi rancho es como cualquiera, una tranquera, un eucalipto, dos perros chicos y uno más grande, y un ñandú guacho que viene y va. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir? Aquí llega poca gente, hay 3 leguas del poblado. Hay que nadar en los pasos con caballos vaqueanos. Y tengo 14 hijos y ya me fijo que la patrona anda panzona mientras mamanta en la cocina al más menor. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir? A favor me trae las bombas desde el poblado. Son las fiestas patronales, la novena comenzado. Hay baile todos los días, yo no me iría. Hace 2 años que el comisario quiso palparme. Le dije, sí, que me va a tocar. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir?
Mate, one of the most rooted Argentine traditions, is a hot beverage of water and dry yerba mate, cradled in the province of Corrientes. For the local people, the offer of mate to the visitors is a clear symbol of hospitality. For those tourists who enjoy light tastes, mate cocido is offered, a sort of yerba mate infusion served in cups for breakfast, accompanied by tortas fritas, individual pies made of flour, butter, and animal fat, sweet or salty. Moreover, the yerba mate was also used to prepare ice creams, pizzas, empanadas, sauces, and desserts, such as alfajores and pastry. On very hot days, the classical mate is replaced by tiriri, a dry yerba ground leaves in cold water with ice and lemon. Another famous and delicious provincial taste lies in the chipa, a sort of small bun made of cassava starch, milk, hard cheese, butter, and eggs. An event hits the province every January the 8th. Almost 400,000 people walk in pilgrimage to the most humble of the Argentine popular sacred places. An event hits the province every January the 8th. Almost 400,000 people walk in pilgrimage to the most humble of the Argentine popular sacred places the Catholic Church rejects, the Gauchito Hill. They do so on this date, because in 1878, the Gauchito Hill was hanged by an army soldier. In the place where he died, there's a main sanctuary, located 8 kilometers off the city of Mercedes in the province of Corrientes, the entrance door to the Ibera marshes. Seconds before dying, the chronicle of the time tells us that Antonio Hill assured his executioner that he would pray for him before the latter returned to his home, so that he could find his sick child cured. And so it was. Lately, the Gauchito Hill became extremely popular, so much so that it does not make any difference between social classes or any barriers of any kind. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Wetlands of Ibera, in the province of Corrientes. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Esteban Villarruel. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
More music by Leon Gieco on his birthday. Today he's turning 73, this very important Argentine singer-songwriter. And this is a track from the 1990s, which became one of his classics, more of a rock style, a little fast tempo rather than the ballads like the one we played before, or the cumbia we play at the beginning of today's program. This is a more straightforward rock song called Pensar en Nada, Think About Nothing, by Leon Gieco.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Pensar en Nada, Think About Nothing, a track by Leon Gieco. We are playing music by him, and only by him today, because it's his birthday. November 20, he is turning 73 today. And we'll have one more song before signing off, and it's a great track that he wrote. A beautiful, beautiful song that has been versioned by so many artists. There are so many versions we were looking for, but we were looking for the best one, with sound technician Walter Danesi helping me pick a track to honor Leon. The song is called La Colina de la Vida, The Hill of Life, and this is a recording of the song made at the Luna Park Stadium here of Buenos Aires in the 1970s, which was originally included in an album called Siete Años, 7 years, released in 1980. And this live version features one of the members of Sui Generis, Nito Mestre, singing and playing flute. La Colina de la Vida, live at the Luna Park Stadium, on the occasion of Leon Gieco, its writer, birthday today.
Casi nada me resulta pasajero, todo prende de mis sueños y se acopla en mi espalda y así subo. Muy tranquilo la colina de la vida. Nunca me creo en la cima o en la gloria. Eso es un gran fantasma creado por generaciones pasadas, atascado en el camino de la vida. Por el sueño del más bueno, la realidad baila sola en la mentira y en un bolsillo tiene amor y alegrías, un dios de fantasías, la guerra y la poesía. Thank you.
la vida. Busco hacer pie en el mundo al revés, busco algún buen amigo para que no me atrape algún día, temiendo hallar la muerte a la vida. Camina triste por el sueño del más bueno. La realidad baila sola en la mentira y en un bolsillo tiene amor y alegrías. Un dios de fantasías, la guerra y la poesía.
Let's go over the headlines again before signing off. President Milei met with its peers from China and Italy. US government recognizes opposition leader González Urrutia as president-elect of Venezuela. Brazil, four military officers guarding G20 summit were arrested for alleged plot to assassinate President Lula. Argentina withdraws from the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon. Milei's government starts the process to privatize navigation in the Paraná River. Sports. Argentina beat Peru 1-0 and consolidated its leadership in the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Thus, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English. The sound technician was Walter Danesi and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening and hasta mañana.